one of those great voices, though. They called it Blue Eyed Soul.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you want it gone?
Yeah, I got something I got to do here.
All right.
We got a new segment that we are adding to the show. A brand new segment that we will be doing on occasion. Anytime there is an alcohol-related story, we're going to be doing what we call the booze news.
Okay.
For all of us here in Wisconsin.
There will be no shortage of material.
Alcohol, my permanent accessory. Alcohol, a party time necessity.
Love this song. Do you like the hot chocolate?
Chocolate with a little peppermint schnapps in it?
Here are 15 ways to spike your hot chocolate.
Okay.
Some of these sound delicious. Some of these sound absolutely repugnant. Make up your own mind. Pumpkin pie hot chocolate. Add white chocolate, pumpkin puree, and pumpkin pie liqueur to your hot chocolate. That sounds nasty.
You don't like pumpkin, do you?
You got a limit. Mint hot chocolate sounds great, but I've never done it this way. I've always thrown a little peppermint schnapps.
Right.
They say also add some tequila.
No.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. Nutella hot chocolate, brandy and Frangelico. There's no actual Nutella in it, but it tastes like it. The El Dorado hot chocolate, rum and cinnamon liqueur. Now, that sounds pretty good. I like that. I'd be willing to try that. Then there's the Oaxaca Chaca hot chocolate, named after the state in southern Mexico. A little hot chocolate together with cinnamon and tequila. No. Have you ever put cayenne pepper in your hot chocolate?
I have not, and I'm not going to either.
No, it's an interesting thing to do. It really is kind of cool. Or hot. This one doesn't sound good either, and I've seen it you've seen chocolate wine, right?
Have I seen that? I guess I have.
They say red wine hot chocolate. Use bittersweet hot chocolate and red wine.
I don't think so.
Hot chocolate martini.
I've seen chocolate martinis.
Now, this is, you add vanilla vodka and Bailey's, plus two maraschino cherries. I pass on the cherries, but I might try. But see,
I don't need to wreck good hot chocolate with booze. Man.
But here's the thing. You can't go to a bar. A man can't go to a bar and go, I'll have the hot chocolate martini, please.
No.
I have an appletini. Really? Get your ass out of my bar. That should be the response.
The only martini you can order is shaken, not stirred, right? No, yes. Flavored martinis?
Well, you know that thing that he came up with in, what was it, the first Bond, the new Bond, when they were at the Casino Royale?
They were drinking Heineken, weren't they?
No, it was the Vesper. Remember, it was the vodka martini with this and a little of that and shaken with a lime twist lemon twist. And he tasted it, and he's like, oh, it's not bad. In other words, he just pulled it out of his butt when he walked up to the bar. But you know what? That's Bond. He can do that. All right, another thing you can try to spice up your hot chocolate, the hot mint chocolate toddy, Kahlua and peppermint schnapps, maybe some little marshmallows and chocolate flakes if you want to take it to the next level, I guess. Frozen hot chocolate margarita.
No.
This one is frozen hot chocolate, tequila, Kahlua, and Grand Marnier with chocolate sprinkles instead of salt. I'm sorry. Anytime a guy is ordering a drink in a bar and it involves the word sprinkles. No.
No?
This one, if you like orange hot chocolate, if you like orange and chocolate together, might be good. I don't. Orange hot chocolate with Pisco and Grand Marnier. Coconut white hot chocolate. White hot chocolate with coconut rum.
So it'll be like an Almond Joy bar.
Yeah, kind of. Peppermint hot chocolate. Just add the peppermint schnapps. This one is called grown-up hot chocolate. Marshmallow vodka. What? God. You know, they're doing everything to vodka. Marshmallow vodka and homemade Bailey's marshmallows, which I guess is where you soak the marshmallows in Bailey's. What do you think about this one? Bacon hazelnut hot chocolate. Bourbon and Frangelico, and then dip a piece of bacon right there and use it as a stir stick.
I like bacon as much as the next guy, and I've seen bacon in a Bloody Mary, and that's fine. But I've also tasted smoked bacon-flavored beer, And it was terrible.
No, there's no reason.
It was horrible.
What about bacon maple on something like ice cream?
I haven't tried that yet.
Because, you know, bacon maple, you have pancakes.
Now, maple syrup on ice cream, I can understand. I don't know, putting bacon on it, I don't. You really need to do that?
Well, think about it, though. You've had bacon and with your pancakes,
right.
Bacon and maple.
Yeah.
It's not
okay.
A bad. All right. And last but not least is the Irish hot chocolate. Oh! Faith and Begada. All you add is the Guinness whiskey and Bailey's. Screw the chocolate. Just drink the three. There it is. That's how you can have
Guinness, Irish whiskey, and Bailey's all in with the hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I think
don't
at that
point. Don't plan on going anywhere after a couple of those.
I think at that point you're thinking, wow, okay, maybe we should just sit down here and relax. WSAU, that has been the Booze News.
Every year around this time, it hits you.
My head.
That pounding headache.
I can't take much more of this.
The constant discomfort.
When will it end?
The pressure. Your family is visiting. You need a heavy dose of Holidayquil.
Holidayquil?
Simply open the bottle and take as needed.
This is just eggnog and Jägermeister. Oh, man, but it works.
Holiday Quill. The holiday time. Mercifully drowsy. Can't believe your sister brought her idiot boyfriend, Boozy Woozy, or my girl pass out until they leave. Just please give me to New Year's.
Hey, everybody. Good to see you.
Holiday medicine.
Feedback at 8. The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.